Is it time to go offline? Hi, this is Denise Wakeman, your online visibility mentor. You can find me on the web at denisewakeman.com. So I ask you, is it time to go offline? You've been hearing me talk about building your visibility on the web. Well, as you build out your platform and you start seeing results, you don't want to stop there. Maybe time to think bigger. A huge part of building visibility is also being seen at live events. It helps cement the connection that you've been making on the virtual platforms. So a couple of ideas for going offline and live would be meetups. You can find meetups on every subject and every interest group at meetup.com. There are tweetups, which are meetups for people who have been connecting on Twitter. Tweetups are very popular to be organized before and after live events where people, a subset of the people at the event may get together. And then, of course, there's the live events like conferences and workshops. And, you know, for many reasons, these are, you know, attending a conference or workshop or seminar live. I mean, there's so many reasons why you would want to do that every once in a while, not only to build your visibility, but to make those connections. And it really takes your connections to the next level because everything changes once you've said hello, looked someone in the eye and shook their hand. So I highly recommend attending a live event, you know, at least a few times a year. Now, other ways to go offline in terms of building your visibility are physical mail. So what about sending postcards? If you've been building up your email list through your visibility efforts, then you probably have a database of people who have addresses that you can send postcards or regular greeting cards to. That's a very popular way to extend your reach. And don't forget the traditional tools for creating connection and visibility using email, so a new email newsletter or email updates or just sending out an occasional email with more valuable content. Teleseminars. Been doing teleseminars since 1997. This is a great way to reach out, and the teleseminar is an event which you can use all your social media tools to promote, and that in and of itself will boost your visibility as well. So teleseminars, webinars, same thing, except one's got visuals and one's just audio. But those are a couple of the traditional tools. So don't limit yourself to just creating visibility on the web. Take it offline too every once in a while, and you'll be surprised at how much power that can create in your business. So if you'd like more tips like this about boosting your visibility, you can get a free e-course with 7 simple tips to implement at boostyourvisibility.com. Till next time, this is Denise Wakeman. Blog on.